up. Shake it up. Shake it up.
Shake it up. Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up. Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up. Shake it up.
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1. Mix 103.1. Trail Mix 103.1.
Are the Packers tough enough? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp continues. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if the team has been physical enough in the playoffs against teams like the 49ers or the Eagles.
Quite frankly, over the last couple of years, I felt really good about our physicality and our toughness and our ability to play that kind of game. I think there probably were times in the past where I was kind of like, we need to be a little more physical of a football team, but not over the last couple of years.
Baseball. The Brewers with another win, 9-3 over the Cubs. Milwaukee now with a 2-game lead over Chicago. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's a game of people. Those people are at their best self. If Vaughn starts worrying about, like, oh, well, what if next year, I'm going to set a record. All bets are off. Oh, I got 19 steals. I got to get to 20. No one cares. You know what I mean? No one will care about your baseball card.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. Nearly 70 active large-scale wildfires are burning over 1 million acres in the U.S. alone. And much of this wildfire activity is happening in the Pacific Northwest as well as Canada. And most of the recent ones are caused by dry lightning strikes that happened in dense, wooded areas with remote access.
This is really no different than any other year, other than the fact that it is a little bit earlier.
That's Catherine Coele, a Wisconsin DNR wildfire prevention specialist. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the fire control program staff from the state have been mobilized across the western U.S. and even into Canada to help combat the blazes.
Once you get notice of a resource order, you can be mobilized within 24 hours.
Both personnel and engines from Wisconsin have been moved to over 65 out-of-state fire assignments so far this year. But how can we afford to send resources when we have our own problems here?
You know, these experiences, they bring that back to Wisconsin. It's a way for us to improve our program here. They share those experiences. Hey, you know, we did this thing out in Oregon, and it was really cool. And it was a neat way to fight this fire. And it's those strategies are brought back to Wisconsin. So we learn and grow from those experiences when we bring those resources back.
Since we've had recent widespread rain and green vegetation across the state, wildfire activity here has subsided with a minimal fire risk in Wisconsin. Now, this has allowed the DNR to shift focus and help support national wildfire efforts. Right now, 20 different DNR staff have been moved to 12 different states, with 3 wildland fire engines currently stationed in Oregon. There are also 6 DNR staff in northern Manitoba and another DNR engine responding to fires in California. Wisconsin firefighters and engines are slated to be on assignment for about 2 weeks or until the fire severity subsides. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow.
Up the dog! Get ready for the 3rd annual Harvorama this Thursday, July 31st at Empty Pockets on Old 13 Road in Butternut, Wisconsin. Your unofficial but main kickoff to Flamborama weekend. Enjoy Harv and Ben's famous wings and burgers, local food trucks, and live music all evening. Blues Drivers kicks off tonight at 5 p.m. with high-energy jams until 7:30. Then Shane Kronberg's entire family band, The Numbers, take the stage with classic rock. Bar opens at 11. $10 wristband specials include 2 drinks. Must be 21 and over to attend.
Partly cloudy and comfortable today, with high temperatures only making it to the mid-70s. However, we do have an air quality alert in effect statewide for areas of wildfire smoke. It should clear on out of here tomorrow with calm winds and sunny skies. Highs stay crisp in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Smile on a and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Five Bears agree. For music, news, and information, it's Trail Mix 103.1.
Baby, baby, Where did our love go? Oh, don't you leave me.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Mix 103.1, our keyword, final keyword for our laid-back summer giveaway is family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. Get that to us sometime today in the Civic Media app. Tap on Tromix. See if we can't get you a new recliner this week with Shawamigan Home Furnishings in our laid-back summer giveaway.
We'll be right back.
Shout out to Bigfoot listening on his blur tooth hair pods. This is Trail Mix 103.1. Mix 103.1.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
That sound?
It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and comfortable today, with high temperatures only making it to the mid-70s. However, we do have an air quality alert in effect statewide for areas of wildfire smoke. It should clear on out of here tomorrow with calm winds and sunny skies. Highs stay crisp in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
I wanna be your fantasy.
Maybe you could be mine. You just leave it all up to me.
We could have a good time. Don't have to be rich to be my girl. Don't have to be cool. Rule my world.
Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with.
I just want your extra time and your
kiss.
Listen to Trail Mix 103.1 on your phone. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone today.
I listen to it on the app.
Pop in your earbuds and start listening today on the Civic Media app.
103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.